Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Friday. Thank you so much for being a part of our family and being with us today, because we're going to continue the discussion of the crash. He drove it into the ground. He drove it into the ground. Trust us, he drove it into the ground. And now we can tell you that that's what the cockpit voice recorder said. We promise you that's what happened. And besides that, he was online doing searches. Oh, my gosh. This is such a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. Now, to those of you who are listening to the Power Hour the first time, the uninitiated, who may not recognize the idea that we challenge everything, then you may be a little bit surprised at this. The average person listening to the story of he drove it into the ground and killed 147 or 150 people, this is going to be kind of smack you in the face. Because I believe, and I can only speak for myself, that it did not happen that way. I'm going to continue to give the reasons why. And there's several of them. New reasons also. CNN should be ashamed of themselves. Remember the magazine they keep quoting from Germany, Bild magazine?
Right.
The Inquirer of Germany. And Paddy Mosch, Paris Match, or Paddy Mosch, they call it, which is the French Inquirer, are their two sources of information. And CNN should be ashamed for not telling you what Der Spiegel is saying. As we all know, Der Spiegel is the, really, you know,
more
one
credible
of the standards. Yeah. And yet you're hearing just what they want you to hear. And it's terrible. It is terrible what they're doing to the American public right now. So we can't let it happen. We have got to stop it. We have got to scream it from the rooftops. And if nothing else, we need to ask the questions that we're asking to say, now, wait a minute. Here is something that does not make sense. And we have the right to do that because why? They lied to us on 9/11. And that is a reason we go back for a lot of things. They lied to us on 9/11. Well, new information on the BRICS Bank. A book of songs used by the U.S. Air Force fighter pilots. Disgusting has come to light, is all I can say about it. Chaos in Yemen. And if you think the losing the 500 million was bad in Yemen, wait till you hear what happened in Afghanistan. And I bet you can imagine. I bet you can imagine. If you want to know how to make your own vitamin C, you're in the right place today. And that is cool. I got to tell you, that is really cool. If you want to know how to make your own vitamin C, and if you want to know what oxygen absorbers are, well, to me, I always thought they just absorbed oxygen, but we'll find out. We'll find out. And if you're buying this type of olive oil, you're buying a fake. And you probably recognize the name also. And that's why we encourage you to buy really good olive oil, organic olive oil at the Power Mall, because we don't sell the fake stuff. But you can get it at your local store, though. And I'll tell you what the fake is. Also, what determines the amount of antioxidant in lettuce? Now, there's a combination of interesting things today.
Yeah.
And we have 9 crops that you can plant this spring that are unique. These are new ones. These are not the ones that we've had before. These are for the advanced farmers.
Okay.
So we're going to have a new package for the advanced farmer. Now, those of you who are starting out for the first time, I would not recommend getting this set of seeds because it takes a little bit of experience. But we've got 9 packets of quite unique items I'll tell you about a little bit later that you can go and spread your wings and try. And Josh is with me in the studio today.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we'll find out what he's got to say today. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. And, of course, the government of this country wants you to believe they're doing the very same thing. But in reality, well, what's the big story on CNN today? It is Iran nuclear deal. Josh, I don't know about you, but I cannot get my heart into this issue.
Yeah.
It just doesn't go there. You know what?
I'm not sure what to think about it just yet. You know?
There is nothing to think about right. It. They don't even know if it's going to work. Is it a good one? Is it a bad one? Will it work? Will it not work? I mean, it's like there's no deal out there. There's a whole bunch of people sitting down, spending a whole lot of money, having dinner together.
Right.
And, well, we think we've got a framework. The Guardian says that Iran has promised to make drastic cuts to its nuclear program in return for the gradual lifting of sanctions as part of a historic breakthrough in Lausanne, that's in Switzerland, that could end a 13-year nuclear standoff. The political understanding announced on Thursday night in the Swiss city's technical university followed 18 months. A very expensive, intensive bargaining. That's my editorial word.
Right.
Imagine how expensive this has been to send a whole bunch of people over there, culminating in an 8-day period of near continuous talks that went on long into the night and on the last night continued all the way through till dawn. And what do we know?
And what's been accomplished?
Nothing. Right. Nothing. A lot of money spent and a lot of posturing and ticking off Netanyahu because he says, see, you know, there's only one answer, and that is bomb Iran. Bomb, 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 bomb Iran. That is Netanyahu's answer to all of this. And if we don't bomb Iran, he's not going to be our friend, and he's going to have to consider doing it on his own. And that's kind of where they leave everything. Well, supposedly they came up with how many centrifuges they can have and this and that. And really, and who's going to check on all this stuff? Even the IAEA said, we don't have the money to go over there and keep checking on this. It's all about money.
Well, and
they don't have any money because they lose it all the time. Go ahead, Josh.
And we're assuming that Iran is telling the truth about, you know, everything that they have and
right.
all the facilities that they have.
And we're assuming that they have a nuclear weapons program in the first place, which I don't know that. Do we know that they have a nuclear weapons program? They have nuclear industry. Is that
right.
because they have nuclear power plants? I mean, how...
Well, what does it really matter if they do, honestly? I mean, you know, Israel's got it. We have it. You know, mm-hmm. name all the countries that have it. Just because
exactly.
they haven't signed anything or...
But they're not allowed to because they're not a good country. Only good countries like Israel and the U.S. are allowed to do it, and the U.K. So it's just a much ado about... Republicans versus Democrats. And I think it's going to continue to devolve. I don't think anything's going to come of this, but we'll see. We'll see.
They're even saying that this is just a preliminary thing until a final agreement's reached. And so there's going to be more money
right.
spent, you know, more trips overseas.
Big bunch of money spent, yes. And Russia now says, well, just in case the Iranian deal doesn't work, they're going to sell S-300 missiles to Iran if the sanctions fail. Sputnik News reports that Russia may resume a deal to deliver these S-300 surface-to-air missile systems to Iran if only the UN decides to lift its ban on arms sales to Tehran, leading Russian defense expert said on Friday. Well, bottom line is they're selling weapons to anybody and everybody. I wouldn't be surprised if we have a huge weapons sales group into Iran, if we're not arming them, because we arm every other country. That's how we do it.
Where are the stories about who we're selling stuff to? Or, you know, giving stuff to.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving stuff to the rebels in every country.
Yeah.
You know?
And now Egypt, and we're arming Egypt. And because we have so much money.
Yeah.
We have no money, ladies and gentlemen. We have no money. We have a bunch of zeros on a computer index. That is it. And then we've got chaos in Yemen. Chinese troops arrive as U.S. armed rebels set their sights on the central bank. Oh, listen to this story, please. Zero Hedge says that Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, you know, we got to keep the Houthis and the Tutsis and the Al-Qaeda's and the ISIS's all separate. You know, they're all, everybody's got their own bad guys. We have probably created for them. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels are now in control of the central crater district of the key Yemeni port city of Aden, despite a seventh consecutive day of bombing raids by the Saudi-led coalition, which is keen on preventing the city from falling. Aden is the second largest city in the country with a population of some 800,000 and, as noted by The Guardian, is the last major holdout of fighters loyal to the Saudi-backed president, Mansour Hadi. Residents have reported the presence of tanks, sniper fire, patrolling Houthi fighters as the militia moves closer to exerting complete control over the city. Have we seen this on TV? No.
So we're arming the rebels, the U.S. is arming the Houthis, that Iran supports. Did you mm-hmm. ever think that we'd be in such cahoots with Iran? Five years ago.
Or Paris?
Last year.
Well, how about Paris?
Right.
Do you ever think we'd be in, yeah, we are, you know, we've had this on-off relationship with Iran, though they want you to believe, we've always seen them as the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember back when Iran and Iraq were fighting, we armed both sides
right.
and made the best man win. That's what we did there. We're doing it now. And so we've got chaos in Yemen because the United States bad guys have created chaos in Yemen. I don't believe that the Houthis could take over the central bank. I really don't think so. I think they had to have a little bit of help. And this story. Get ready to wrap your head in duct tape, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about the missing money in Yemen the other day. 500 million missing. That's kids' play. Yeah. That's child's play.
Drop in the bucket.
Yes. Are you ready for this? 45 billion in your tax dollars goes missing in Afghanistan.
How do you lose that much money?
You create a way to lose that money.
When
so
I lose a $20 bill, I, look for it.
Yeah. And you usually either find it or you say, wow, I was so stupid. What did I do? You know, and you don't do it again.
Right.
But they do it again and again and again because it always ends up in some of their pockets. That's like the President of the United States just bought a $12 million home in Hawaii.
Now, what job has he had that would create that much wealth for him?
Yeah, given the fact that he gets paid $360,000 a year, how do you go and pay the mortgage on a $12 million house? And his wife doesn't even have a job.
Right. And what did they do before he was, he was a senator, which...
No money there.
Right.
Yeah.
So what, like I said, what job has he ever had that would pay, justify spending that much money on a home?
Or give him the money to spend.
Crazy.
Well, how do you do a down payment? It's called, we lost $45 billion in tax dollars in Afghanistan. Oops. Yes. Well, the Fiscal Time reports this new report from the office of, now this guy ought to be put in prison, I think, John Sopko. He's the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. He revealed that there's virtually no way to know what happened to a large chunk of money the Defense Department spent in Afghanistan before 2010. Ladies and gentlemen, belly up to the IRS tax bar on April 15th so you can make them have more money to go and lose in more countries and buy $12 million homes.
They're not blaming this loss on corruption or waste, but rather on accounting issues.
That's right.
Because a misplaced pencil mark just wipes away billions of dollars.
They don't have enough money yet to get computers or calculators, I guess. So anyway, this large chunk of money from the Defense Department spent in Afghanistan before 2010, the auditor said the DOD handed over data for only $21 million. Now, can you imagine if the IRS said, okay, we need you to account for $600,000. And you said, no, I'm only going to account for $20,000.
Right.
$200,000.
And just don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's there. Trust me. So that's what they did.
It's just an accounting issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Use that for the IRS. So I've got some accounting issues, the DOD handed over only $21 billion. Mm. Of the total $66 billion, it spent rebuilding the war-torn country. But unlike most cases of missing money in Afghanistan, of which there are plenty, the auditors don't blame this on corruption or waste, but on the old misplaced pencil mark.
Yes. Whoops.
I just am sick. And what have we done about that, Josh? How many people complain to their senator or representative and say, when is this going to stop?
Right.
Or call John Sopko. We ought to get him on the air and say, hello, John, what is your problem? Do you not have any accountants there? Do you not have anybody that knows what to do? And we're ticked. We're tired of your taking food off our table or cars out of our garage or children's educations away from them so that you can lose money in whatever war-torn country you say you're rebuilding that never looks like it.
I mean, how much money would that mean for each American?
That's right.
How much money would be back in our pockets?
Or those starving little children in Africa when you watch the 2 a.m. infomercials, when they have a celebrity on there saying, this child will die tonight if you do not send us $19.95.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And how many $19.95s can you divide into, Josh, $45 billion.
Give me a few minutes. I'll work on that.
40 billion, not million. Even million would be astounding. How many 1995s can you put into 45 billion and see how many children could be saved? But that's not our goal. Our goal is to kill those children, ladies and gentlemen. Not ours, theirs. The bad guys of this government. It just is appalling. Key facts to understand why Yemen has become a political flashpoint. Brandon Turbeville says, with the recent military operations on the part of the Arab League against the Yemeni Houthi rebels, much has been made of the operation of the mainstream media outlets, and unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of information provided regarding this act of military aggression is inaccurate, skewed,
or an outright falsehood. That's called news from CNN, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're going to take just one natural supplement, why not 7-in-1? That's Cardovite, a 7-in-1 tonic for life from NutraMedical.com. Cardovite contains 7 synergistic herbs to promote maximum wellness for your heart and whole body. Take Cardovite to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Cardovite from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com contains 7 super herbs: cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. The 7 herbs in Cardovite act in such a way that each herb is enhanced in the presence of the others. For hypertension, heart attack, stroke prevention, sexual function, brain circulation, lowering cholesterol, and improving circulation, take Cardovite, the tonic for life. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. You just heard a commercial for Cardovite. I want you all to know that is the Strauss knockoff, okay? Strauss knockoff. So don't be confused. I want you all to know that I refuse to carry that at the Power Hour, and so they're trying to advertise it on the program. Just thought I'd share that with you. Back to the story on the key facts why Yemen has become a political flashpoint.
there is a huge story by Brandon Turbeville. It really goes into the in-depths of the Houthis and Yemen, the story of what's happening there. And I would encourage you, if you have an interest in that, let me just tell you that in the end, the Yemeni operation is nothing more than another move on the geopolitical grand chessboard by, I like this, Team NATO and its allies and associates in the GCC and the Arab League, including Israel. The Anglo-American goal in Yemen is to restore the order that was disturbed when Western puppet Hadi was removed by the Houthi rebellion. It's also designed to prevent an entrenchment of Iranian influence in Yemen. And unfortunately, not only has Yemeni self-determination been attacked by the Arab League and the Anglo-Americans, but a dangerous precedent has been set for potential battlefields across the Middle East and now moving into, unfortunately, Syria. So Brandon did an excellent job. Kudos to him for that lengthy article that he did.
It's a great one, yeah. It goes into speak on, you know, they keep saying Iran backed, and he says there's no evidence to show that Iran controls the Houthis or directs their fighters as a proxy army.
That's right. So. That's what they want you to believe, though, and if CNN tells you, it's got to be true, even though CNN cannot independently verify that story. They're using that more and more all the time. Oh, and we haven't even talked about Al-Shabaab lately, and of course, that little mess in Kenya that's going on now. 147 college students allegedly killed. I don't know if they did or not kill 147 college students, but I'll tell you what, when they say this part of it, then I really question the story. They said the bad guys asked the Al-Shabaab, can you believe they would name a group Al-Shabaab, really? What? Anyway, the Al-Shabaab asked, are you Christian or are you Muslim? And they killed all the Christians. Now, that makes me really wonder, because CNN, when CNN is taking the part and trying to support the Christians being killed, I wonder, I really wonder. But they're saying, how horrible. Well, this is going to incite the American people to find out the Christians were killed. Guess what? That's the idea. So that's the story they want you to believe. Do I know that's true or not? No. But if CNN tells you, and it cannot be independently verified, you're supposed to believe it. BRICS Bank may create an unbiased credit rating agency. Wouldn't that be something? China's credit rating agency, Degong, is currently holding talks with economic experts in Russia regarding the creation of a new independent agency after sanctions had been imposed on Moscow by the West over Russia's alleged role in the internal conflict in Ukraine. The big three credit rating agencies, Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's, downgraded their rating regarding Russia's credit worthiness. So now they say BRICS Bank is going to tell you the truth. I'd like to know what kind of credit rating the United States would really have if they really looked at the fact that we have no money whatsoever.
Right, yeah. What would the BRICS bank give us as a rating?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Man.
And also in the news, Greece draws up drachma plans and prepares to miss their IMF payment. The Telegraph reports Greece is drawing up these drastic plans to nationalize the country's banking system. Well, country, company, same thing, / banking system, and introduce a parallel currency to pay bills unless the Eurozone takes steps to defuse the shimmering crisis and soften its demands. Do you hear a little sort of extortion coming here, or maybe if you don't do this threat?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sources close to the ruling Syriza party said the government is determined to keep public services running and pay pensions as funds run critically low. It may be forced to take the unprecedented step of missing a payment to the International Monetary Fund next week.
Oh, boy.
I wonder if Guido comes to see them.
Now, I read an interesting article that's about Greece that says that, you know what, this one's talking about going back to the drachma, obviously, but he said, I can't remember the, anyway, they were saying that, you know what, we'll just go to Bitcoin, and we'll give everyone a card that, you know, has Bitcoin on it, mm-hmm. or that they can charge up, and, you know, and that's how we'll do it, so.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
And China also is targeting the dollar. Washington is not happy, but listen to what they're going to do. We'll be back after this 3-minute break, and we will let you know. And then we're going to talk German Wings Lies, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be back. And then John Lear And Rick Taylor will be joining us a little bit later. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Just give me some truth now. All I want is some truth now. Just give me some truth now.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. All we want is the truth. And why is it so hard to find? Well, not on this program, it's not hard to find, but it is if you're watching programming on television, because that's exactly what they do. Like I told you before the break, John Lear will be joining us at 8:30 Central Time. And then at 9:30, Rick Taylor, our very own Rick Satellite, Rick Taylor will be joining us. And we're going to be talking Rick Taylor Satellite.
Yeah.
Yes, because he is such a cool guy. And get this, his wife is going to join us.
Really? Cool.
Bobby. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we're going to get two for the price of one. I wanted to tell you all about John Lear, by the way, is going to be talking about German Wings, because he is the son of the Lear that did the Lear aircraft, the Lear jet.
And the 8-track.
And the 8-track. Josh is more impressed with the 8-track, though, I want you to know. And
anyone can build planes.
You'll be talking to us about what his thoughts are on German Wings. And you know what? I didn't want to talk to him about it last night because I didn't want to know. I want to know when you learn today,
cool.
The listeners and Josh. I want to tell you, before we go back to the news, Unique Greens and Sprouts Edible Roots Kit. Now, this is for the advanced farmer. This would be for someone like Josh. Because these are the things that are a little bit harder to grow, but they're harder to find sometimes. But we decided to put together, and along with the Mike at White Harvest Seed, he was so nice. He found all of these for us, the best that we could get. And here's what we got for you. Okay, and every day I'll give you like one of them and talk about them. Okay, number one, watercress. 250 seeds per packet. This is such an important green. A little bit harder to grow, but so worth it because it is hard to find anywhere. I've only found one time at one health food store watercress.
Really?
Yeah. Then the next one is Spring Tower Celtus, C-E-L-T-U-C-E. Mammoth Island Salsify. Organic field pea, a quarter pound of those. It only takes 7 to 14 days for maturity.
What?
Yeah. That's what my sheet says.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Rosie, are you there yet? When's it?
It's like the Jack and the Beanstalk plant.
That's true. We make no promises. We can't. The Power Hour cannot independently confirm 7 to 14 days. Okay, the Windsor fava bean. Windsor fava bean. Those of you in Massachusetts and Fall River, you know what fava beans are. The Porto spineless cardoon. The Totem Belgian endive. Now, how many times have you seen that beautiful endive at the grocery store and said, wow, why don't I grow those?
Yeah.
Well, because you haven't gotten your seeds from the Power Hour yet.
Exactly.
Okay, and then there is the Magento Magic Auroch.
I don't even know what some of these things are.
I know. 28 to 45 days maturity. And then the Florence fennel. So you will be finding out as you grow these in your garden, Josh.
Cool.
There's 9 packets, and each of them have between, the Porto Spineless Cardoon only has 25 seeds per packet.
I've got to
look
that up.
But up to 250 seeds per packet. And the kit is $30 for this. 9 packets for $30.
Wow. That's a great deal.
Is it?
I think so. I mean, for some, you know, very rare variety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you can get it at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, Josh, because you said that about the cardoons, mm-hmm. that you don't know what a cardoon is.
That's not the only one I don't know.
I know. But which one do you want to hear about, the cardoon or the auroch?
I'd say auroch.
You want to hear about
the
auroch?
Like
okay.
The word auroch.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like something you shouldn't eat, though.
Or
it sounds like something you should.
A creature out of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the purple auroch. It's bright purple, tastes a whole lot like spinach. I don't know. Eating spinach that's purple, that didn't seem right.
Oh, I would do it.
Anyway, if you're tired of telling your kids to eat their leafy greens, this is a way to give alternative color, fun color, and it pops on a plate. The bonus to auroch is that it can be grown for a longer period of time than spinach, that's good, without going to seed. That's really good. And the leaves do not get bitter as the days get warmer and hotter.
Awesome.
You can harvest it by cutting leaves as needed or cutting whole plants. And if you keep seedlings growing continuously, you can ensure you'll have a steady supply all the way through the summer. It's also a good fall-winter crop for moderate climates. Why haven't we been doing purple auroch?
I don't know.
What's wrong with Rosie anyway?
I mean, I like growing spinach, and you know, my kids love eating spinach. So eat your purples, kids.
Yeah, eat your purples. Anyway, so that's that. And every day I'll give you another one of those incredible new products we have at the Power Mall. All right, getting back to the news. We said we were going to cover China targeting the dollar. Well, now even Israel, oh boy, has joined at the hip, who is joined at the hip to the United States, or used to be, through the relationship has run into some rough waters. Because Israel has now applied to become a founding member of the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Despite U.S. gyrations to keep them from it, over 40 countries, 4-0, ladies and gentlemen, including our bosom buddies in Australia, Britain, and Germany, have signed up to join. Japan is still wavering politely. The U.S. government sees the China-dominated AIIB as competition to the U.S.-dominated World Bank and the Asian Development Bank. So, Josh, do you know what this is going to mean?
Let's see. We're going to bomb some countries.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It looks like we're going to be bombing Australia, Britain, and Germany before long because you're either with us or you're with China. And so looks like we got problems now with our bosom buddies. Can you imagine America going, fine, we'll just be by ourselves.
What a great idea.
Yeah, we'll just do it by ourselves over here. We don't need any other countries.
Something about foreign entanglements.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. Okay, let's move on to German wings now. The co-pilot that drove it into the ground, deliberate crash. And they put that up on CNN all the time. And they, like, are programming you, the deliberate crash of German wings. Did you hear us? Deliberate crash of German wings. The co-pilot did it. The co-pilot did it. All right, now we know that he was going to six doctors, doctor shopping. His parents were taking him to the doctors, but he lied to his parents and told them he wasn't flying anymore. Did they wonder where he was gone for days at a time? I don't know. That would be my first question. And what about his girlfriend? Well, the only girlfriend that CNN is telling you about is the one who dislikes him very much and says, well, he was a dark guy. He had a lot of problems. Well, what do people say about their exes when they go off and have another girlfriend and get that girlfriend pregnant and decide to marry that girlfriend? Are they very positive? No. Well, guess what? Bildung Sonntag, and, well, the credible magazines in Germany are now saying a whole different story than CNN. CNN, you should be ashamed for saying only what the ex-girlfriend said about his dark side. He lived with his girlfriend in Dusseldorf, according to Der Spiegel. Now, that is a reputable publication in Germany. She was pregnant, and they were getting married. She taught at the prestigious Krefeld School, and she taught English and math. They gave her name, too. And I mean, this is so slanted toward this poor innocent guy did it, and we're going to make you believe it regardless. And then they had this story about the axe. I'm going to bring you up to date with all the things that were lies. Remember the story about the axe? The pilot took the axe to the door and made this horrible noise. And they said that on one SIM card video that they found, that the noise was so loud you could hear it from the back of the plane where they were videoing this corruption taking place up front. You can't hear in the back of an Airbus if the back fell off. You couldn't hear. It's so big.
Yeah.
Well, they say the pilot, who was locked out of the cockpit, had an axe, and he was breaking down the door. Now, does that make sense to you, Josh?
Okay, yeah. I mean, if it was the case.
For one thing.
What's that?
There is no axe in the back of an aircraft. None. Okay. I mean, they might as well put a sign saying, here is the axe. Terrorist, do not use.
They don't keep one for emergencies anywhere on the plane.
They do in the cockpit.
Ah.
In the cockpit. Now, like,
well, I always carry my axe when I'm going to use the restroom. So.
Yeah, that's the deal. Is how did he... Well, he always took the axe to go to the bathroom. They'll probably have to come up with that excuse.
Sure.
So here's the thing. In a C-130, when I was flying, we had two axes. They call them crash axes, and they're about... this long. They're about
2 feet long.
About 2 feet long, and maybe a little bit smaller. They're red, and they're called a crash axe because they have places in the aircraft that you can get through easier. Like, for instance, if you have crash landed, they have what are called soft spots that you can get out with a crash axe. So they would have one in the C-130 on the front of the aircraft and one in the cabin. But we didn't have terrorists flying around with us either, so that was the difference. But in a Airbus, they only have one crash axe, and it's up front of the aircraft. So the pilot would have had to have taken the crash axe to the bathroom with him.
Makes perfect sense.
And so now that story's fallen apart. So now they're saying the pilot made a metallic sound. Really? What happened to his crash axe? Now, this is pretty disgusting. This is pretty disgusting that they would try and lie and lie and lie. And by the way, it was the Washington Post that carried the story on the crash axe. Was there a crash axe back there? No. Could he have possibly been trying to get through there? No. Next we have now, the latest news, is that they found a tablet I guess you would call that an iPad. They found a tablet, and he was doing research on suicide. Okay, now this is supposed to be the evidence by CNN today that this was an intentional act of murder. Really? Do you really think this guy who flies an airplane and knows how to make it go in the downward position would actually need to read about suicide? Do you really think so? Plane goes down, you die. That's it. You don't need to do much more research than that. I mean, we have a lot of instances of other planes going down and people died.
Sure.
You don't need to research it and see it. If planes go down, do they die? So he was researching suicide. And the second thing he was researching was cockpit doors. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is another laughter-inducing situation. And let me tell you why. Because pilots have you ever seen those black bags that pilots fly with?
Sure.
And not their, I'm not talking about their suitcase. Dirty laundry,
yeah.
But they have black bags. Those are full of manuals. They have to carry all their manuals with them, so they never have an excuse. Just like we had to carry our manuals, but ours were so tiny they fit in our pocket.
Yeah.
But you have to have your manual with you at all times. Their manuals have probably about 100,000 times more information than Wikipedia would have.
Yeah. So, pretty thorough, you would say.
Yeah, fairly thorough. So to have Mr. Lubitz going on Wiki to find out about crash doors or how to crash through a door, probably no. And how to make them lock and all that kind of stuff, that's what those manuals are for. He could have been studying that at home. So the very idea that he was studying suicide and cockpit doors, it's just, like, so phony.
Okay, so what is the agenda behind all these lies, do you think?
Is that either it went down by an error from someone, it was a fly-by-wire situation where they commandeered control of the plane and put it into the ground,
okay,
or that it was a mistake and that NATO exercise that was going on in that area that was testing a laser, the United States laser, latest laser development, accidentally hit that plane. But somehow the plane went down or the plane exploded. There is no way you can look at that, you know, 3 mile area and say, oh, well, that's where the plane crashed. A plane crashes. And the other day I can't remember what it was about going into the mountain or something. If it had crashed, it would have made a hole in the mountain. Okay, and then people say, well, no, because the mountain's too hard, it wouldn't have crashed into the mountain.
Right.
Well, guess what? They announced that the voice recorder was just found, and it was found 8 inches down into the mountain. It was buried in the mountain. So, if you can bury a flight recorder, you might be able to make a dent bigger than a divot on a golf course. Mm. And you don't see where the plane went down. And like Rebecca Ross said the other day, the tail section is usually left.
Right. I mean, if it goes nose first, I would think that there would be some.
But see, these are all things that really smart people like you and me are asking. Musicians and nurses are asking. Where are the pilots asking? Well, there's a lot of them out there. But some of them have told me, you're absolutely right on all this stuff, but I don't want to lose my job. Well, you're going to look really stupid because I want to know, you know, if every pilot kind of goes along to get along, like, yeah, I see the plane that hit the Pentagon. It's right there. I see the hole. No, you don't, because there wasn't one. You can't see that plane that hit the Pentagon.
Right.
You can't see the hole. So those are enough, some of the issues. They said he was breathing normally all the way to the ground. No, in a cockpit you can't hear breathing. You just don't. And then, by the way, now Der Spiegel is saying, remember CNN says he lived with his parents in Dusseldorf?
Right.
To make him look like he was some 27-year-old ne'er-do-well guy that, you know, sat in their basement researching suicide. No, he lived with his girlfriend. And they're telling a whole different story, but CNN only wants to carry the Inquirer story from Germany and France. Then the story about retinal detachment. There's no way he could have had retinal detachment because you cannot fly ever, period, with a retinal detachment. Otherwise, it gets worse when you go to altitude. So that doesn't make any sense. He tore up doctor's notes and left them in his home. Do you think that his girlfriend is going to leave a bunch of doctor's notes all over the floors? They said he had, like, several doctor's notes torn up on the floor. Why Why would he tear them up? Why would he leave them on the floor? Why would he have doctor's notes that said don't fly? And then he got psychotropic shots or whatever shots. Really? You only give those things. I have never seen a person go to an emergency room and get a shot of Haldol or Thorazine or anything and then be released. That means you're psychotic. That means you're really bad off.
Right.
He was not psychotic. The pilot that flew with him the day before said he was the most normal I've ever seen him. There is no way I'm going to believe that he did that. And so many people are coming out and saying that now. By the way, it's been 22 years since German Wings had a crash. Wow. 22 years.
Pretty good record.
It is. And I still want to know why they call it German Wings. It should be called Deutsch whatever. Whatever the wings is. I mean, think about it. Would we call our American Airlines Deutsch Lines? Would we do that?
No. No, I don't think so.
Or American word for America. I mean, German word for America. I don't know. Maybe I'm reaching a little bit on the German wing. No. Anyway, all the axe stories, they're being reported by everybody, but no longer because there was no axe. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Well, there's one human life worth, and what happened to peace on earth.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. What happened to peace on earth?
That they tell us.
We believe everything they tell us. Well, not here at the Power Hour. We have trouble believing anything at the Power Hour, and it's for a reason. It's because we have been lied to so many times. We don't even need to give the examples. Let me go back just a second, see, make sure we've covered everything on the German Wings flight. So now they have absolute evidence because they found the cockpit voice recorder or the whatever video recorder. They found that, and they found all the pieces now they say they needed. And trust us, it says he flew it into the ground. No evidence, no nothing else. Trust us, everything shows he flew it into the ground. Now, Lufthansa's in a big hurt right now because they originally only had to pay $175,000 to each person. That is, if the guy flew it into the ground and they had no knowledge that he was suicidal. They only owed $175,000 to each, $175,000 to each of the passengers. Well, but now
to their family.
To their family, oh, yeah. Okay. But now, because of this latest information that Der Spiegel has, Lufthansa has now had to admit that, yes, we did know he had some psychological problems. They admitted that because it came out. So now it appears that he's the weakest link in the chain. And they probably said, okay, we got this crash. We're going to have to pay buckets of money. Let's just go ahead and find the weak link story here that we can utilize. And let's call it Lubitz committed suicide, because he had maybe in 2007, when he was, 21 years of age, he had some depression. Who has not had depression in their life? Right. Who? Anybody? I don't know. But not the kind necessary that you go and take nasty pills that make you worse. But then Germany is big on that. They're one of the biggest prescribers of SSRI drugs ever. And there's so many things that go wrong in Germany as a result of that. And I've seen some of the, it's horrible. All right, so Lubitz is the weak link in the story, I think. But all of these media groups are carrying the proverbial lies, such as, let me just give you an example. On the Axe story, Washington Post, Breitbart, Business Insider, RT, The Times of UK, everybody's carrying this stuff that comes from The Bild, because The Bild is supposed to be a magazine that you can trust. So the story is being dropped now from the news, other than, we found the cockpit recorder, everything's cool, we found the this, the that, and everything proves, yep, we were right, and moving on. So now they're covering other stories now. I think they've got to move away from it, and the problem is, I'm worried that we're going to lose contact with what really happens over there. We're going to have to follow Der Spiegel. Some of the German-speaking people can follow it and let us know what's happening, but they're not accepting the story. They're saying it's way too early, nobody knows anything, we shouldn't be saying this. That's what the official story is in Germany. And Lufthansa is in a world of hurt now. They really are.
Now that they have admitted?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So how much money now do they have to pay out?
It can go into the millions now.
Okay.
Per person, per passenger.
Passenger,
yes. And it could even get worse if there are any other kinds of charges against them. And now they're saying there even could be some criminal charges that could be placed against them. And I'm not quite sure why that is. But supposedly he was doctor shopping, six doctors, his parents took him. Come on, he has a girlfriend. You know, mommy, daddy, would you take me to the doctor? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Oh, and then they said the retinal detachment. They said, but that was psychosomatic. What? You have a retinal detachment. That means your retina becomes detached and you're blind. That's not what you call psychosomatic. Anyway, I got to tell you what Wolf Blitzer said yesterday that just fits. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.